Black Mixology, hey. The podcast that you need. Yeah, we bring that energy with Ohio and HG. Yeah. Black Mixology, uh-huh. Come join the conversation. Talking about the world of social media, yeah. Sports and gaming. Hey, come through, we want you to tune in. Honest talk is what we're doing. Just two friends, come and vibe out. Yeah. Don't miss out, subscribe now. Hey, Black Mixology, the podcast that you need. We bring that energy with Ohio and HG.
Let's What's go. Up? It's your boy, OHIO, along with...
Keen Black 20, guys. Happy holidays. Happy holidays. We're back with episode 23.
Something like that.
And it's actually the 23rd today. let's hop
what
into
a quinky dink.
What a quinky dink.
Yes, welcome to Black Mixology, the podcast where every day is great at your Juness, and the number one podcast in North Dakota. We got a pretty packed episode for you guys. We're going to be going through our top movies of 2021 and our top games. Our games. It's going to be, for me, part of the episode. The game section is going to be what the top releases are. Based off notoriety, gameplay, this, that, and the third, right? The movies are going to be our opinions based off. So the game section is going to be partially our opinion, but partially notoriety, marketing, blah, blah, blah. And then movies are going to be strictly us. Before that, we have sports, right? So for a long time now, this is to me, the best time of the year for football, mainly because it's bowl season, it's crunch time in the NFL, so a lot of things are happening right now. For example, bowl season right now is it's all right. So recently, we in the Bahamas Bowl, we had Middle Tennessee versus Toledo. Middle Tennessee won that. Coastal Carolina versus Northern Illinois, and Coastal Carolina won that one. Western Kentucky beat Appalachian State in the Boca Raton Bowl, wherever the hell that was. Fresno State beat UTEP in the New Mexico Bowl. You also have BYU losing to UAB in the Independence Bowl. Liberty beating Eastern Michigan in the Lending Tree Bowl. Utah State beating Oregon State in bowls. That's what it just says for me. Number 16, Louisiana beats Marshall in the New Orleans Bowl. The famous Idaho Potato Bowl was won by the Wyoming people, whoever they are. San Diego State beats UTSA, number 24, in the Miami Beach Bowl. Army beats Missouri. They suck ass. In the Armed Forces Bowl. Let's see, Florida is currently losing to UCF in the Gasparilla Bowl. And then tomorrow, which is the 24th, you have Hawaii versus Memphis, and then going down from that, you have the rest of the bowl games until the 31st. So another thing about the 31st is that that's when the semifinals, the college football playoff starts, which is funny because the semifinals aren't really anything because if it was the semifinals, there'd be more teams. But anyway, that's besides the point. We'll talk about expanding that later. Georgia and Michigan play at 6:30 p.m. on the 31st. Alabama and Cincinnati play at 2:30 p.m. Right now, I'm hoping that Cincinnati wins and Michigan wins. So, HG, going off the numbers 1 through 4. So, number 1 is Alabama. 2 is Michigan. 3 is Georgia. 4 is Cincinnati. Who do you got winning the Cotton Bowl Classic between Alabama and Cincinnati?
Well, the Cotton Bowl Classic. Who's going to win that? Mm-hmm. I mean... it sucks. I got Michigan friends and Bama friends, you know, so I gotta be careful with what I say. But
the fuck the Bama fans, what you got?
I'm gonna go for Michigan.
No, I mean the Alabama versus Cincinnati.
Oh shit.
Stupid.
We're gonna go. I'm gonna go with Bama, Alabama.
Wow. All right, what you got for Michigan versus Georgia?
I'm gonna go with Georgia.
I can't believe you. But anyway, you got that. All right, so one day, probably after the college football playoffs is over and Michigan has won it, I will go into detail about how I think they should honestly expand the playoffs. Notable games that's coming up between there is maybe Oregon versus Oklahoma in the Alamo Bowl. Everybody else, this is kind of like weird matchups you wouldn't see. Honestly, maybe the Oklahoma State versus Notre Dame game and Baylor versus Mississippi. Because Ohio State is going to be playing who? He's a fucking Big Ten fanboy. You're playing Utah. Talk about Snoresville. NFL-wise, I can't really say too much. Because right now, it's looking weird for the playoff picture. Mm-hmm. So like I said, right now, it's currently crunch time. So like right now, the college football season's over, unfortunately, right? But as of right now, we are currently in the birthing season for the NFL playoffs. Honestly, right now, unfortunately, in the AFC, you got the Chiefs up front. Who would have thunk? Not me. Number two, you have Patriots. Three, you got Titans. Four, you got Bengals. Five, you got the Colts. Six, you got the Chargers. The Buffalo Bills are number seven, right? And the AFC in the hunt is the Baltimore Ravens, Pittsburgh Steelers, the Raiders, the Dolphins, the Browns, and the Broncos. NFC number one, you got Green Bay Packers. The Cowboys are number two at 10-4. The Buccaneers, the Arizona Cardinals, Los Angeles Rams. And in the hunt, you have the Eagles, Saints, and the Washington football team. Again, HG, I know you asked you this last episode. But who you got going to – actually, no. All right, so out of the top four teams, so you got Kansas City Chiefs, New England Patriots, and then you got, let's see, the Packers versus the Cowboys. As of right now, just because I know you don't watch sports that much, out of those four teams, who do you think is going to win it all?
Win it all?
Yeah.
Shit. I want to say.
This is a small guess. We'll get back to it once they actually get in the playoff season. But
I do. I want to say the Chiefs.
Out of those four teams.
Or the Patriots, yo. Chiefs or the Patriots.
Bill.
I'd say one of those two. But if I was a betting man, which I'm not, I'd say the Chiefs just because. I would definitely say the Chiefs.
But are you going to bet against Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr.?
Yeah. I'm going to go for the Chiefs. What's up?
I don't want the Chiefs to win, honestly. I'm tired.
I'm tired. Oh, the Patriots. That, but I kind of like, I do low key. My third pick would be the Cowboys, you know, or my second pick would be the Cowboys to win also. Or third pick, yeah.
You triggered my trap card!
Didn't you say that you didn't like Cowboys fans two episodes ago?
Yeah, I just want to win so, you know, there's these, you know, the Cowboy fans start complaining, like, oh, we got cheated, yo. We got hope, man. It's not our fault. Come on. The ref was obviously paid. I just want the Cowboy fans to shut up. You know what I mean? Cowboys fans, shut up. Interesting.
But what do you think about it? If they win, they're not going to shut up.
At least they'll stop bitching. You know?
Yeah, probably.
Walking around all grump. We're going to see those cowboy stickers on the back of trucks, of the GMC trucks. Come back.
We them boys.
We them boys. Yeah, so I just, you know.
But no, honestly, I want, in everything in my power, I want Aaron Rodgers to get another ring.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, I want the Packers to win it.
Interesting.
Because he's like, for some reason, all right, he's like Drew Brees. Drew Brees plays way too good for him to not to have, like, another ring before he retired.
Right.
Like, his team surrounding him, like, honestly, his defense let him down that 1 year. But he puts up way too much for them to just come up short almost every year for his last couple years there. Sorry. But the fact that Aaron Rodgers right now has not all the tools he needs, but enough to win the Super Bowl again.
True.
Now, are the Chiefs going to eat their fucking Wheaties just like they did in the middle of the season? Who knows? Probably. I hope they don't. But I really want Aaron Rodgers to win. But I want to see the Cowboys beat another team.
Right.
But unfortunately, they're in the NFC. So the fact that they're NFC, they have to get past the Packers to get to the Super Bowl, and I don't see that happening. Like, I'm sorry, Cowboys fans, I do not see the Cowboys getting past the Packers at all. And then again, you also have to play the Cardinals, the Rams, and the Buccaneers in order to actually get there. I don't know who that is. But that's what I see. But other than that, in the AFC picture, honestly, I hope the Bills come out of nowhere. I hope the Bills or the Bengals come out of nowhere and just screw it and just screw everybody up. That's what I hope. But that's my sports minute. Well, actually, it's been like 12, but hey, that's my sports section. But moving on. Actually, no, I have a quick question.
What's up?
HG, you're on social media, right?
Indeed.
I got a question.
What's up?
I've been noticing this a lot. Do you know what the word misandry is?
Misandry?
Yeah.
Not misandry?
Misandry, whatever way you want to say it.
No, I know. I feel like I heard the word before, but I can't really explain it, you know what I mean?
Stupid. It's the hatred of men.
Oh, so wait, man, Sandry. I'm kidding, but yeah, Miss Sandry. No. Miss Sandry. Okay, no, the hatred of men.
Disgusting.
Yeah, right. I know what that is.
I probably brushed up on this on last episode. I think I did. But it's just the fact that it's becoming more prevalent. Right?
Right.
You ever notice how, like, when you see, like, it's like both sides. Like, if you see a guy talking about, like, dating in 2021, I guess,
mm-hmm.
It's always about, like, oh, she belongs to the streets if she does this, blah, blah, blah.
She belongs to the streets. Yeah. Go on.
Or holding her accountable or some shit like that.
Right.
Right? It's like a building thing. But you flip it on the other side, it's, we hate all men, but, or, men just need to do this. We don't like short men. Just that and the third. Something about, it's,
hey, yo. It's hateful. Yo, ladies, I'm just saying, if Zendaya can date a short man and be happy, you can too. And you think, if you think you're better than Zendaya? You got another thing coming. Come on, oh my god, it's Zendaya. Alright, sorry, I have to put that out there.
See, now you just triggered, like, almost, well, he's probably just triggered a lot of people. But I don't know, I see it more prevalently. Like, yeah. It's popping up on my TikTok, like, For You page for some reason. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and everybody's like, well, it's, the reason it's called your For You page is because what you like. I'm like, what? I'm like, not really, because, like, even if I do scroll something through, like, if I scroll through someone's For You page, guaranteed 2 seconds later, if somebody else is watching TikTok beside me, it's going to pop up on theirs too.
Right.
So it's not really my, like, it's not a For Me page. Mm. It's for your general populace. Well, if you don't like it, then just take it off your For You page. You can do that, yeah. But at the same time, it still just pops up. I find it weird. Probably just, like, excluded a lot of people. And people are like, you know what? This dude's a dick. We don't like this podcast anymore. Get the fucking pitchforks. And I'm going to walk into, like Marketplace one day, and someone's going to be like,
come here!
Going to get yanked up and, like, yoked up. And then, like, the nearest, like, fucking, I don't know, branch. All because I stated an opinion. But anyway, let's move on. I know this is probably going to be like a long topic. Two long topics, actually. Which one do you think we should start off with? Movies or games?
We're going to go the one that you're going to be criticizable about. We're going to go with let's go with movies first.
We're going to go with movies first. All right, cool. Now, we're going to do top movies, not top 5, top 10, blah, blah, blah. These are the top 3 movies of mine, at least.
Okay.
My top movies of 2021, right? And it goes from order, in order. Godzilla versus Kong.
And these are your movies, right?
My movies.
Bet.
I know, shocker, right? People have opinions. But Godzilla versus Kong, right? This isn't like my top movies of 2021. Godzilla versus Kong. Zack Snyder's Justice League. Spider-Man Far From Home.
Okay. All right.
Where's No Way Home?
All right. And
stupid.
So, oh, no. So, what are these your top, you know, 3 movies, you know? What are they your top 3?
All right. HG almost felt my wrath the other night about why I picked these movies. But to go into a little bit further detail, right? Godzilla, right? It's a long-standing, like, cinematic icon. He's an icon, right? Godzilla is an icon. She, if you want to, like, do the 1998 Godzilla. But anyway, Godzilla's an icon, right? The fact that the MonsterVerse was created is a blessing in disguise. Regardless of what you think, the MonsterVerse is a blessing in disguise. And the MonsterVerse consists of Kong right now, Rodan, Ghidorah, Godzilla, obviously, Mothra, and like all the other Titans that they put in there, right? The Titanverse, the MonsterVerse, what do you want to call it? Right now, this is it. This is like, it's a global thing. Everybody knows about it. Even Japan acknowledges this. They didn't acknowledge the 1988 Godzilla because they think that whenever you put, like, anything against American weapons, it knows no bounds. Like, American weapons always win. That's why they don't acknowledge it, in case you guys didn't know. It took the god out of Godzilla. Just made it. That's why its nickname is Zilla. But they acknowledge this Godzilla as Godzilla, right? But anyway, King of the Monsters was amazing, right? I at least watch it once a week. Once a week, that's the least amount I watch it. I watch it at least 3 to 4 times at maximum a week, right? So, I watch the end credits, and they show, like, you know, Godzilla versus Kong. I'm like, oh my god, I can't wait for this shit. So you see the trailer, right? Mind you, this was during COVID, right? You couldn't do anything. You couldn't go travel in most cases. You couldn't go to the movie theater. You couldn't go fart in a general direction. That wouldn't might think it was COVID, right? Stuck in a house. You were streaming movies for weeks, months, a year, if you will. So the fact that this movie came out towards the end of the lockdown cycle, but damn near close to it, right? You could still stream it, but the option to go to the movies and see it was there, and people took it. Now, the fact that this was the first movie out of the lockdown cycle that people were able to go see and everything was like, air quote, going back to normal. That's an important movie of 2021. Now, if you want to talk about my thoughts on it, you might have to go watch, you know, previous episodes of Black Mixology. But the cinematography was great. The CGI was believable and good. The story was there. But hey, I came to watch two big ass motherfuckers fight, and it delivered. It delivered. Moving on to Zack Snyder's Justice League, the movie that should have came out other than Josh Whedon's, right? It was a 4-hour long spectacle, okay? It was the movie that should have been. Josh Whedon's shit was like trash, right? But it was a four-hour long feature of Zack Snyder's work. So the main reason it was two different movies is because Zack Snyder's daughter, I believe, died. So he, instead of giving him time to work or mourn, WB was like, fuck you, bro. We need to get this movie out. And so they hired Josh Whedon. Mainly because, like, if you think about it, I think Josh Whedon was a Marvel, like content, or not content, sorry. He was in the Marvel Universe, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, editing whatever he was doing in there, right? So the fact that Josh Whedon did, like, superhero movies for, WB was like, we can use that on our DC. So they did that, and look how it turned out. Ass. Now, if you sat there and watched the full 4 hours of Zack Snyder's Justice League, that's a movie. It's a director's cut. It was him from start to finish, and it was beautiful. And you saw Wonder Woman be Wonder Woman in all her glory. Now, shout out to Guitar Master X7 when I say Blunder Woman 1980 snore. That wasn't her fault. It was just the fact that it was not at the time. But Superman wasn't like blah. The Flash, great. Cyborg, it was literally Cyborg story, which it was supposed to be, and it was there. There's a lot of shit that if you didn't watch that movie, you're going to be mad confused about. Like, what the hell happened? Go watch Zack Snyder's Justice League. Please. Now, the recent Spider-Man movie that came out. About time this episode comes out, due to my awesome editing ability, there's spoilers alert. So I'm going to give you this warning now. Because after this, I'm going to go into some detail. So, if you haven't watched it, don't listen. Or you can skip over this part. I don't know when it's going to start or stop, but here it goes. The movie starts off pretty damn good. Everybody's trying to figure out who the fuck this dude is. Or everybody knows who the fuck this dude is. And he's in trouble. No, everybody's holding. They're trying to hold Spider-Man, the one little child, accountable. Or the one high school kid accountable, other than like the rest of the fucking Avengers. And you can already tell, like, there was a lot of foreshadowing in the beginning. The story was, like, the story overall was great. The fact that they brought in Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield to reprise their roles after the Spider-Man kind of brought some tears to a lot of people's eyes. Doctor Strange was great, even though, albeit he was in there for a grand total, like, what, 20 minutes at the most? But the fact is, there's a lot of things that they did in this movie that really, it had a lot of closure from the past two Spider-Man. The biggest one, in my opinion, was Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man saving MJ, aka Zendaya. Because for him, he watched Gwen die the same way, but this time he had a second chance to save not only his loved one but his alternate universe's loved one, and he did it. And he was like literally like crying while holding her. She was like, "You fucking alright, bro?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm good." But it was a good movie. Great movie. It set up a lot of shit going forward in the MCU. Way more, in my opinion, than the Eternals did. Because, like I said, they could at least made, they could have made the Eternals either a small little TV show or a 20-minute clip about the Celestials and the Eternals. Because, like I said, this was like the only movie I literally had no problem go take a piss. And I came back, and then I asked, I was like, yo, did I miss anything? And they said no. So I'm sorry if you liked Eternals, or you maybe just think I'm bashing it because I hate people or just blah, blah, blah. First of all, no, I don't hate people. Second of all, to me, it was just a waste of time. The movie was a waste of time. Yeah, those are my top movies.
Okay.
So, HG.
Yeah, what's up?
Give me your top movies.
All right, top three, right? Okay.
All right, come on. No, not your top three, just top movies.
All right, I'm gonna do three, maybe five. All right, top movie coming off from my number one, a 2021 Demon Slayer movie for my number one. All right. Then, for my second one, Spider-Man, No Way Home. And my last one, I want to say the Mortal Kombat movie. Comeback movie. Those are my top three, you know. And I also have Shang-Chi for my number four. And my number five, I have Red Notice. So, you might be wondering, Hardy Gross, your number one Demon Slayer movie? So, alright, you guys know Demon Slayer is an anime. I believe I talked about it before. You know, we love anime at Black Mixology. You know, and this movie came out a month after, 23 days after King Kong versus Godzilla. So, it was around that same time, you know, people were, you know, stuck in their house, but you can go to the movies. And let it be known, let it be said, you can only see this movie in theaters at the time. Only in theaters. An anime movie, right? And this movie delivered. It delivered on every piece. Storytelling, animation, character building. Very good character building, if I do say so myself. Freaking, the fights were good, yo. The fights were better than King Kong versus Godzilla, and let me explain that. You know, you can do a lot with animation more than CGI. CGI is expensive. You know, it's hard to do. It's hard to capitulate on such a big franchise as King Kong versus Godzilla. And personally, I liked it more. I like Demon Slayer more than King Kong versus Godzilla. Demon Slayer as an anime movie made more money than King Kong versus Godzilla. About $50 million more dollars. And I'm just going to leave that there. Spider-Man No Way Home? Come on. Tobey Maguire was my fucking Spider-Man at the time. My Spider-Man. So, just to see, spoilers ahead, just to see all three of them team up. And I've been alive since like the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. So I was able to see Andrew Garfield. So like I watched all their movies, Venom, The Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2. Should have got a 3. It's okay. Then Tom Holland's Spider-Man, you know. And it was a blessing to fucking see all of them team up to fight who they fight, you know. And in my lifetime, for this lifetime, I've been lucky to see some great freaking movies, you know. It didn't take much. They freaking did amazing. They brought him in. I think they brought him in a decent way. I give it an 8 out of 10, the way they brought him in. That shit was good. And if you're watching this now, you gotta go see it. There's two end credits, so I'll give you guys that. That shit was delicious. That shit was good. You know? And for my third movie, what did I say? What is my third? Oh, freaking Mortal Kombat. Yo. That movie came on another. I believe last year I was talking about it to Ohio or someone. I was thinking about it. I was like, dang, I really wish there's a new Mortal Kombat movie to come out. And it did. It's a low budget, goofy looking movie. But that thing was freaking good. They did it really good, yo. They didn't make it corny. It wasn't a money grab, but the movie is actually decent and received well. I didn't hear too many negative reviews on of Mortal Kombat. The fighting was good. The storytelling was good. The animation was good. You know, and it's been years since a Mortal Kombat movie has came out. It's been years, and the movie was just freaking good on its own. You know, and they got hit for 2-3 more movies. I think they got approved for 2 or 3 more movies. So I'm excited to see, you know, how they pick up. You know, and 2021, just like 2020, and hopefully not 2022. You know, it's been hard to go out and enjoy anything, really. Bars, life, go to the park, you know. It's been hard to, you know, spend time with friends, you know, enjoy yourself. And just to be able to see these movies and of this year, you know, going out to see it, you know, was a blessing. And it really helped. It helped a lot of people, you know, throughout the year, you know, through this hard time being desocialized forcibly. You know, even though some people, you know, like, I go out anyways. It's been a pleasure. And it's like, it's crazy, you know, even though people were quarantined, you know, you have to deal with guidelines and regulations of shit, you know. It was amazing that these amazing movies were still freaking made, you know. And they still deliver. I can only imagine, you know, how the movies would be, you know, if this COVID wasn't a thing, you know. In the past 2 years, you know, if the movies would have been better or even more crazier, you know. But the movies, those, my top three were good. You know, I can go into my bottom two. Red Notice was a Netflix special, Netflix original with The Rock and Ryan Reynolds and Superwoman. The girl who plays Superwoman, I hardly know her name. That was a good movie itself, being a Netflix original. And yeah.
Stupid.
You say Superwoman?
Huh?
You say Superwoman?
Yeah. Am I wrong?
Wonder Woman.
Superwoman? Wonder Woman. There you go. Stupid. Wonder Woman. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. I'm about to cook you about this Godzilla versus Demon Slayer shit later. So go ahead and continue.
Okay. And Shang-Chi, it's another good Marvel movie. Really good Marvel movie. But I'm excited to go see what Ohio says. So Ohio, what do you guys say?
First of all, let me put it this way. You said Demon Slayer, correct? The movie.
Yes.
When did it come out?
It came out in the USA.
When did it come out?
Came out April 23rd, 2021.
When did Godzilla vs. Kong come out?
March 31st.
Now, was this on streaming apps or in movie theater?
In movie theaters. It only came out in theaters.
It didn't come out in streaming.
No, I believe not.
Was this... This is your Demon Slayer movie, right?
Yes.
All right. Let me break it down for you. March 31st. 12 o'clock a.m., mind you.
Right.
HBO Max was able to stream what movie?
Godzilla versus King Kong.
Crazy. Now, if a lot of people was able to stay in to avoid COVID instead of going to the movies and risk COVID, what do you think people are going to do?
Stay in. But
I don't want to hear it. No, stop. The fact that not only, because you just said that, what is it, Demon Slayer made more than Godzilla versus Kong? Crazy. Just like I said. So did you add in the factor of the streaming aspect of that?
That's all together. Yes.
No, it's not. That's the box office. If you look at everything, it says box office.
Okay, they still beat them in the box office, though.
In the box office. But if I can stream it, why would I go to the box office?
The fact is, they still made more money than them as an anime movie.
That doesn't count about what they made on HBO Max, the streaming services that it was able to do. You brought in the fact that Demon Slayer came out on the theaters, right? Correct?
Yes.
So, the fact that Godzilla vs. Kong came out, and I'm not denying the fact that it made more in the box office, but I will not take the slander saying that you said that the fact that you're the fact that you're a Naruto fan already like kind of nicks us in the butt. Or nips
you
us
said
in the butt.
The fact that I'm but a Naruto fan? That you,
yes. The fact that you're a Naruto fan nips us in the butt. Because the fact that you said that the animation fights of the Demon Slayer movie is better than Godzilla vs. Kong, I will not tolerate that fucking slander.
Okay.
You have to realize, in a live-action movie, when CGI, where it could literally, this, like I said, like listen, two episodes before, this would happen if this was really in real life. If you saw two big-ass motherfuckers duke it out. Now, you're telling me, just because it was an anime, because this is the first thing anybody who watches, the mainstream anime say, what is it, Naruto, Demon Slayer, Hunter Hunter, My Hero Academia, the first thing they say is the fight animation.
Right. It's the name.
Why?
Because it's an anime. And now, look,
No. So, the fact that the anime that everybody says, apparently every anime that everybody watches is only action. Now, if I bring up Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid, if I bring in Baka and Test, if I bring in like the classic shit, the fact that it's always fighting for like this like new generation of anime watchers, if you will, is appalling.
Yeah, but also mention the storytelling, character building was excellent. So not just the fighting. No, not just the fighting. Story building. Characters. The story. So,
the story building, right?
Yes.
So, Demon Slayer. Now, how many new characters did they introduce?
How many main characters or just, like, in general?
How many new characters did they introduce?
Characters? We'll say, like, four. Let's say four. Four.
Four. Now, are those characters, you've been watching Demon Slayer outside of this, right?
Yes.
How many, like, are they still there?
One of them is.
One of them. Crazy. So, in terms of world building, you already had your shit already set up, right?
What do you mean?
Like, world, you know what world building is, right?
Yes.
In terms of world building, was it already there before you stepped in the theater and watched it?
No.
How?
In my opinion, no. I guess you could say it gave more information about the story or the world, you would say, you know.
Do you know about the world of Demon Slayer before you walked in the movie?
Not completely, but I knew not completely.
No, never mind. It's fine. Cause I get it. I understand. Don't worry. We'll move on. Cool transition sound effect into the gaming aspect. I got a couple games, in my opinion, that I believe should have some notoriety. Now, this isn't my top games. Kind of really don't matter because honestly, it just goes into everybody's opinion.
Right.
Because I'm pretty sure someone else is going to say like, "Well, this game was better than this one or this one."
Blah, blah, there's blah. Always those freaking people, but like I said, freaking our opinion.
So, in my eyes, the top games that came out this year. This is my eyes. Shin Megami Tensei 5. Pokemon Brilliant Diamond, Shine and Pearl. The Mass Effect Legendary Edition. Resident Evil Village. Halo Infinite. Metroid Dread. And Far Cry 6. Now, this is totally notoriety based, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go down the list of why I think so, right?
Right.
Shin Megami Tensei is a long-standing Atlas developed game, right? Without Shin Megami Tensei, there is no Persona. So, the fact that that is a thing, and then the fact that it's on Switch, and it looks amazing, by the way. Like, the reason there's no reason I don't have it. I'm still trying to, like, focus on, you know, content creation, editing, and all that crap for me, and work to try to, like, sit down and play this new game. I say that even though I've been playing a lot of Pokemon. That's mainly the reason I haven't played Shin Megami Tensei, mainly because Pokemon was coming out and I didn't want anything to interrupt it. But in terms of graphics, animation, the world itself, the backstory, all this, like, it's amazing from what I've been seeing, from what I've heard, from the demo that I played, or my friend had it and he let me play it. It was pretty fucking fun. Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl. let me break it down for a little bit, all right? Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl are amazing games, but my only gripe about it is the fact that it's Diamond and Pearl, but not Platinum. The reason I say that is because they fixed a lot of things in Platinum that Diamond and Pearl had, or the issues that Diamond and Pearl had. And the fact that they didn't even add Platinum as like an after, like an after story, just like they did, was Omega Ruby Sapphire with the Delta episode?
Right.
That's not even a thing. It's just there. Like, oh. Like, even if you can go catch all the, like, some old legendary Pokemon from, like, Gens 1 through 3, and they don't even have their music, which I find weird. Like, it's like, it's Diamond and Pearl. It's 2021, yet we reverse back into something that we should have been past.
Mm-hmm.
So, the crazy thing is, the reason I'm getting so uppity about this is because somebody has already modded the game into a, it's called Sigma Platinum. And the fact that a billion-dollar company sometimes gets outshined by some dude on a $5,000 setup is doing better than them in terms of listening to the community. That's all I got to say about that. Mass Effect Legendary Edition. A great addition to the library if you do not have it. I would suggest it. It's a long-standing series by BioWare. Spacefaring and all that crap. Space exploration. The first game has great world building, character introductions, a little bit of character development. But honestly, if you don't play through all games, a lot of the character development falls flat. Because, again, a lot of the characters' stories and development progress through the game. The reason I say that is because a lot of people hate Ashley Williams, one of your teammates in Mass Effect 1 and 2. And maybe 3. Well, a lot of people who don't like her probably haven't, like, looked too in-depth into, like, her story. Like, a lot of people think that Garrus is a bland character, but nobody really understands why. But if you look into his story, this is the reason why. Like, there's a lot of things that people don't understand about some of the characters. They just think, like, this person sucks. This person's good. This person's this. Everybody's quick to put it in, like, a tier list. Everybody's quick to put people in a tier list. I don't know why. Again, one of our long-standing things here is meta ain't better.
Huh?
Look deep into your gameplay, your movies, the things that you like to do, all that crap. Try to be your own self about them. Try to put, you know, use your favorite. Like in Pokemon, use your favorite Pokemon. Fuck the meta. I can't count how many times you would go on Wi-Fi and you see the same fucking Pokemon teams every fucking time. Shin Megami Tensei, use your own, use your different demons. Use your favorite demons. Mass Effect, use your guns. Play Pale Male Shep. Play Fem Shep. Have Garrus Ashley, or save Ashley, save Caden, keep Tally, kill Tally, keep the Geth, kill the Geth. Like, damn, be your own person while you do this shit. Meta ain't better. Fuck you. Resident Evil Village. This was a long standing meme across the gaming community. I'm going to try to pronounce her name, but what is her? Lady Dimitrescu?
Yeah, Dimitrescu, something.
Yes. She has been noted around the gaming community for her
definitely reasons. Noted.
Mm. Like, plural reasons. I think it has to do with a lot of submission, if I remember correctly. But anyway, she and her daughters, along with, I guess, the rest of the game, was a long-standing meme, notoriety, marketing. A lot of people wanted to play this. Obviously, it's because it's like long-standing series, which is the eighth in series, I believe it was. Is it 7 or 8? I believe this is number 8. So yeah, Resident Evil Village. And from the graphics, the story, this, that, and the third, I heard it was pretty good. I haven't played it myself, mainly because I wasn't really a fan of the Resident Evil series. I didn't even play 5. I think after 4, I stopped playing. And after that, we have Metroid Dread. The Metroid series, you know, as a whole, I like. And this game was, it had its ups and downs. A lot of games, unfortunately, nowadays come out incomplete. So obviously, there's going to be a lot of bugs that come out into it. Or this one good thing about nowadays is it can be updated. But the fact that back, no, like back in the day when we didn't have all this shit, we couldn't do all that. We got the game, this was it, until we had to wait till the second one to come out, i.e. Pokemon, right? Mm-hmm. Pokemon always came out with like two separate games, version exclusives, and everybody's like, oh, what the fuck, this is a blah, 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 blah. In came the third game of the series, so pretty sure I said this already. You got Red, Blue, Yellow, Gold, Silver, Crystal, Ruby, Sapphire, Emerald, Diamond, Pearl, Platinum, Black, White, Black, White 2, and so forth, right? There was always a game that ironed out the kink of the past issues. Nowadays, you can do that. The reason I say that is because when the game came out, there was a lot of issues with Metroid Dread. A lot of people were reporting issues about the game. This goes back into Diamond, Pearl 2, which is why a lot of people are mad about that, mainly because it came with its own issues, because like they said, it was a carbon copy of Diamond and Pearl for the 3DS, which it really was, because mainly a lot of the glitches and shit that you can perform and get caught up in the DS are prevalent in the Switch. And those games came out back on 2007. So a lot of people were pissed at that. A lot of people there wasn't really complaints about Metroid Dread. This is a lot of like, I heard a lot of people think the game was like too hard when it came out. Like they were struggling to get past like little robot dudes that would like stalk you throughout some of the levels. So like a lot of people were pissed at the game was too hard. It had its own issues that they ironed out. It was like updates that cleared out that slate. But yeah. And then you have Halo Infinite. If I remember correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't even think Halo came out as a whole. Right? We got Halo Infinite, and then we got I'm gonna put air quotes around this, beta of the multiplayer, and then the story mode came out, like, what, a couple weeks after that?
Yeah, like a month or so, yeah.
So, the reason I say Halo for last is mainly because this is Halo. This is, like, Microsoft's baby, if you will. I haven't played Halo after maybe 4. I think I stopped playing Halo after 4. I wouldn't even call myself a Halo fan. I'm a Halo casual. Here we go. That being said, I thoroughly enjoyed the Halo multiplayer. Halo Infinite multiplayer.
Same.
It kind of felt like a breath of fresh air. And I say that mainly because I'm pretty sure HD can agree with me.
Yeah.
Who else is listening to this?
I agree. So, like Ohio, you say you haven't played since Halo 4, correct?
Correct.
So, as for me, I haven't played since, I'll give you guys the damn truth, Halo 1. And it's not now, you might be thinking, well, did you hate it that bad? It's just because I didn't have the means to play it, like a video game system. But even if I did, I still wouldn't want to play it. I mean, I love Halo, it's just Halo didn't, like, intrigue me. But I have been playing Halo Infinite, and I love it. I play on PC with a controller. What? And I love Halo Infinite, you know. And I have to give Halo prop for not making Halo a battle royale. You know, not implementing a battle royale to Halo. I'm glad they stuck to their roots, you know. No, I can't really say much because I haven't played since Halo 1, so I've never played Halo 2 multiplayer, Halo 3, Halo 4 multiplayer, you know. So I can't really give you guys my decent opinion on it. But Halo is fun. I enjoyed it more than... I didn't buy COD Vanguard. I enjoyed it a little bit more than Cold War. I tried Battlefield 2042 beta, and I was not feeling it. And these are the hypest games of the year. Yeah. I feel like this year a lot of games and movies that came out were supposed to be like, were the hype, what people have been waiting for. But Halo. Halo was good. Halo Infinite's good. I enjoy playing that a lot. You know, I'm going to hop on later tonight if I'm not playing Apex. But
so here's my whole thing about that. Just to close this out, close my side out of it. The reason I say Halo Infinite, right, or multiplayer is a top release, and I did not mention 2042 or Vanguard, is because they dropped the ball. Now you may think to yourself, wow, get your pitchforks and shit out, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Halo Infinite, again, like I said, brought a breath of fresh air. Because right now, 2042 is, with its bugs, with its downfalls, with its issues, there's a list of things that a lot of people and myself have encountered in this game that a lot of people don't like. Call of Duty Vanguard. A lot of people are starting to wake up to the copy and paste features of Call of Duty.
Definitely.
For example, it went from Modern Warfare to Cold War, and you can launch all three of these games from one from another. Mm. So a lot of people are starting to wake up to that. And then another thing is, the main thing that a lot of people, including myself, have experienced about this fact is the fact that zombies is shit. Now, a lot of people are going to be like, "Well, you just want it your way or the highway." I'm like, "No, not really. It's a community thing, right?" Again, using TikTok lingo, it's a community. Like, there's Discords. Like, people, like, there's literally influencers that sit on Twitch for 12 to 16 hours a day, up to 12 to 16 hours a day, with millions of views. And each one has their top person, their top influencer, correct? Now, if I was a gaming company and, you know, just give these dudes on Twitch and all them motherfuckers a bigger dick or bigger head than they already got, ego, stroke their ego, as much as they got. If I was part of, the social media team or the fucking, I don't know, what's that shit called? Public relations. Was that his PR? PR department, yeah. I would get in contact with some of these streamers to be like, "Yo, what can we do to, like, we're developing our next game, and since you are the top person and everybody literally fucking talks to you, and, like, you have the means to, like, get in contact with the community that plays our game, now we're in development of our new game, we would like to know if you can get some data on what the community wants."
True.
In the next game. Now you may think to yourself, "Won't you know your fucking place, Ohio? You're nothing but trash in the bottom of the barrel. You work in North Dakota. Mine out of all places." Mm. And for you, I'm just going to say, dickhead, jerk. It's just my opinion, again. But it's just the fact that a lot of, like, we live in a world where females can sell feet pics for thousands of dollars.
They what?
You could sell feet pics for thousands of dollars, right?
Hey, Siri.
We live in a world. Yeah, chill out. So, again, we live in a world where a lot of things are easily accessible. Feet pics, fucking Amazon, goddamn it, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Like, if I wanted to, I can send Kate Beckinsale a message. Is she going to open it? Is she even going to acknowledge it? No. But can I do it? Yes. Mm. You're telling me that somebody from the PR department can't just be like, "We should probably check and see what they want." And the CEO's like,
"Stupid.
Why would we do that? We're the ones who's trying to make this money." Mm. But, sorry. That's my rant. HD, what's your top games?
All right. Thank you, Ohio. Top three. So, this year, I didn't play any very good games, you know what I mean? A lot of good games came out, whatever. But, so my top three, definitely Resident Evil Village. Probably the game I had the most fun with. Back 4 Blood. That game, fire. And 12 Minutes.
Was it?
So, 12 Minutes is a game, by the way. All right, so.
Well, so real quick, before, like, I know this is going to be, like, an ass long time to edit, but give me some details about, well, for those who haven't played, including myself, give a little bit of insight on, like, what made Back 4 Blood, you know.
So, all right,
whatever it
is. So, Back 4 Blood, you guys know the series Left 4 Dead. It's kind of the same thing, but Back 4 Blood, so it's a zombie game. Really gory, fun zombie game. But you can also play with your friends, up to three friends, so four people in total. And you just go around freaking killing zombies, doing a mission, progressing through the story, upgrading your character. You have these, booster cards, I'm going to say. And each card has a different, I guess, mod or specialty. And I think you can have up to, I'm going to say, 15 to 20 of them. Or maybe 10. 10 to 15. You kind of deck your character out how you want them, you know. One card might have stamina +2, but your reload speed -3%. something like that. Or one might be when you kill an enemy with a melee weapon, you get 2 health. Oh my gosh, yo. The maps on this game were amazing. I did not finish it because my friends, my homies, were working different kind of shifts, you know. We'll just put on that. And for me, when I play a game with someone, I like to experience it with my friends. If we're going to play together, I like to experience it. Like, we're experience it firsthand, you know. We're learning everything together, you know. We're going through the mission for the first time or whatever. And we got on different shifts, so they kind of started playing with another person other than me. And they finished the game, and I was like, I kind of don't want to go through a game again if you guys, you know, have already played the game, you know. It takes a little bit of the fun and surprise out of it. But Left 4 Blood, very good game. It wasn't very buggy. The game was challenging, I'll tell you that. I think I got to Act 2, at least. Got to Act 2, not 3 Act 2, to Act 2, at least. And the game was hard, and you do die a lot, and it's very fun, challenging, and it's a different experience. And as for me, I have never, ever played a Left 4 Dead game in my life. So Back 4 Blood is coming in fresh. And if you're playing Back 4 Blood, you don't really need to play the Left 4 Dead games, as far as I know. There's no lore that I missed over. You know, it's a zombie shooter game. Very fun. And if you have the time to do it, and 3 other friends, it's, and let me say this, you have to play with friends who have a mic. You have to. Because playing with randoms is freaking cancerous. It's doo-doo. Booty. Doodle water. It sucks. So play with friends, and it makes the experience much better. If you're above 21, get some drinks in you while you play it. It makes the experience much better. Play it at night. It makes the experience much better. It's very fun. Very fun game. But that's all I can tell you right now, guys. Get Left 4 Blood, yo. Or Back 4 Blood, sorry. Back 4 Blood is very fun. And I hope they make another one, you know, just like that. Maybe make the world a little bit more open, I would say. But the game does get hard. It does get challenging, yo, because you hit one of those, you hit a swarm, and your teammates are around you, you're done. You're done. But, yeah, the game's very fun. Resident Evil Village, like, come on, guys. That game was busting, and it answered a lot of questions that were, that have to be answered. Like, why does the main character not die, you know, even after he gets his hand chopped off? And so that answers that question. I think it picks up from Biohazard. I'm pretty sure, yeah. Resident Evil Biohazard. Picks up from there. And that's all I gotta say. You guys know Resident Evil Village, yo. It's a fun game. That game was also challenging, too. Very scary. I didn't get scared, but it was very, very fun, you know. You get to play with characters from the old games, learn some lore, and they're definitely going to make another one, so I'm excited to see what they do with that. Now, 12 minutes. So, 12 minutes had my guy, William Dafoe, as one of the main characters. For me, if you guys don't know anything about King Black, he loves playing games that challenges his mind, or makes you kind of think. I love games that make me kind of think, you know. So, 12 minutes, you kind of like, you got to figure out how to beat the game, but it's like a Deathloop game. You keep going back and forth, you know, finding new things out, you know. And like the whole game takes place literally in like a one bedroom apartment. You gotta figure out what the cop wants. You know, there's a cop in the game, you gotta figure out what he wants, you gotta figure out why he wants it. And there's like I think there's like 5 endings. Like, you can die in the first 2 minutes once you start the game. You can literally die or fail. Then after that, you start from the very beginning, but you keep the information that you knew, and it kind of adds into the dialogue. Only you remember what happens, and it adds in the dialogue. It's not an action game, not an action game at all, but yeah. 12 minutes surprised me very much. You know, William Dafoe did a great job acting. The other actors were good. The gameplay and storytelling was probably the best thing about it, you know. And the mystery and the twist is very good. Yeah, the twist is hella good. Pause. But, yeah, those are my top three. I don't really have a four and a five, really. I mean, no, I don't have a four and a five. I did play a lot more Rocket League this year than the previous year, but those are my top three. 12 minutes, tryout, Back for Blood, definitely. If I had to recommend a game of this year to play with your friends, or in general, Back for Blood, then Resident Evil, because I'm a hell of a Resident Evil fanboy. Which, speaking of, we're on the subjects of movies. I think Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City came out in theaters, and maybe HBO Max, so I gotta check that out tonight. I'm probably watching that. If not, I might watch. I'm curious how this Matrix movie is gonna freaking be. Because if it came on HBO Max and not theaters exclusively, I'm kind of, you know, kind of optimistic about it. Kind of shitty about it. I don't know.
I don't know, because, like, I just hope it's not like a nostalgia fest.
Yeah.
Because, like, all right. The Spider-Man movie had its, like, oh, yeah, he said the thing, or he did the thing, yep, from this one movie. Like, but it wasn't, like, in your face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, when unless you watched other movies, and you're not going to the fact when he said, like, you know what, I'm sort of a scientist myself.
And
or, like, it's a subtle shit.
Yeah, to address that, I like how they did all the memes, you know? The Spider-Man's pointing to each other. I'm more of a scientist myself, you know? I love that. That shit was funny, yo. I laughed. I was like, you know, the freaking, the little meme of, Leonardo DiCaprio, he's like in a seat. He's like, yeah, pointing to the TV. Like, that was me. I was like, he did the thing, and I was very happy to see that.
Yeah, because, like, that's why I'm like, I'm kind of worried about this, yeah, Matrix movie.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people's bitches and gripes, complaints about the new Matrix movie is Lawrence Fishburne is not Morpheus.
Ah.
So, quick little tidbit of information for anybody that didn't know: the people who made the Matrix said that the games are canon.
Mm.
Now, for those, like, people who don't know what the word canon means, means it happened.
Yeah, it's...
If this happens, it's the story.
It's true to the story.
It's in the lore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, in the game, Morpheus, the Lawrence Fishburne Morpheus, gets killed.
Mm.
In the game, no less.
Does he get killed in the movies, too?
No, in the game.
Yeah, but does he also get killed in the movies?
I don't think so.
Alright, bet.
I do know that
I know he got kidnapped.
I know he died in which game? It says, Morpheus escapes the treatment facility, however, upon his exit, the assassin bends the code of the Matrix and emerges from a vent in the wall. Morpheus gets caught off guard and is unable to dodge the assassin's bullet. He dies from the gunshot wounds.
Okay. So, if it makes sense that he's not...
Matrix Resurrections. That's the movie coming out.
Yeah. But, so is Morpheus still in this new movie, though?
No. Oh, he is, but it's not Lawrence Fishburne.
Okay.
Like I said, Lawrence Fishburne's character was killed in-game, canonly.
Yeah.
By getting shot.
Right. Mm.
So that's another reason people are like, what the fuck?
I say he dead.
So, before you guys come at me with, like, pitchforks and shit, there's your reason.
Right.
Or part of your reason.
Guys, you have Keanu Reeves on it. Calm down. He could have had Will Smith. He was supposed to play Neo.
Yeah, I've been.
I don't think a lot of people don't know that Will Smith was supposed to be in the main character in the Matrix, which I don't know how I would have felt about that. But his wife is.
I think they did a good job casting Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, but yeah.
But that was the games. I would go into, like, mobile games. We pretty much covered all the main stream. What's it called?
Right. Like,
yeah, mainstream Black Mixology. I thought you said you guys are on your own little shit. Well, no, I mean, like, notable games and all that bullshit. Pretty much. That's all I feel like we have when it came to movies and games, mainly because it's what struck accord the most, I feel like, to myself and the people around me, gaming and movie-wise.
Right.
Because, again, if you go see these movies, you can't really talk about a movie and or a game if nobody's ever played it or seen it.
Of course, yeah.
So, again, it builds that, you know, that bond, that connection with the people around you to, like, you know, expand. You might even make new friends while seeing these movies or playing these games.
Right.
Like, a lot of people don't know. Like, for example, there's one of our friends in our group, my friend group, his name is Tubular Pete. Well, his gamer tag was, but we met him back when, like, was it Call of Duty 2 or 3? I believe it was 2. It's been years. Let's put it that way. I'm probably going to get, like, shit for that, but we've been friends for a long time, and he randomly joined our little clan we had back in, you know, the Black Ops days, and he became a long-standing friend. Like, he came to visit the group when I was, you know, overseas and all that, but I missed the times he came, but at the same time, he's still part of the group. Like, we are in a group chat. We've been friends for this long. Just off a game. Now, are you just going to, like, look at somebody in a movie theater, you know, dap them up when something cool happens in the movie theater and talk about it later after that? Probably. Is it going to be a lifelong friend? Probably not. He or she going to be a lifelong friend? Probably not. Who knows? What you make out of the situation is what you can take from the situation. I just thought about that on the spot. It's a lot of things that can happen. But mainly when I say just build those connections with those people while you have them. It is the holiday season, and I guarantee you this episode is not going to be out before January 1st. But I'm going to try my best. And if it does, hello from the future.
Hello.
Going into that, hopefully with this, I know it's like an hour and 15, 20 minutes into this episode, and it's kind of late. Probably should have said this in the first 10 minutes. But speaking of the future, we are separating from our initial, provider of our merchandise. So a lot of you may know that, well, probably not a lot of you, but we used to go through Teespring. This is no dig at Teespring and all shit. Right now, I feel like it was a better move to move to Printful because the quality of their merchandise is, you know, a lot better, in my opinion, because with Teespring, a lot of the shit that we had or ordered, and I feel bad, the quality of life is low, but to Printful, there's a lot more items, there's shoes, tapestries, towels, phone cases, you know, the whole nine yards, right? So we decided to move to that mainly because of the quality. The quality is what we want when it comes to our brand, especially this podcast and our merchandise. And we wouldn't want you guys to spend any money on something that would last for like 2 months. So the reason I say that is because most of our new merchandise is going to be embroidered. So for example, we're coming out with a tie-dye hoodie. That's going to be embroidered as well. We're coming out with a little like Black Mythology fanny pack. We're also coming out with some shoes. So keep a lookout for those. I know a lot of people aren't going to wear them, but I'm going to fucking wear them because I think they look pretty cool. We are still in the process. So right now, we're going to try to get more merch into the store before we release it to the public, if you will. Right now, it's in my hands. In a couple days, maybe tomorrow, I'm going to shift the control over to HG so he can create a lot of, put some shit in there. But mainly the whole reason is because we want our quality to match the quantity of what they're trying to make you guys pay for this. Now, if there's an easy way for me to do this, I'd fucking do it. But over time, I hope to expand upon the brand so that it may be there's more versatility to our brand. So when I say by that, I mean I just actually got done trying to like set up my streaming ideas, so looking forward to that. So we're going to try to start doing YouTube videos up of, you know, probably gonna do some like races, They're probably going to do some, like, competitive, like, gamings or, like, you know, versus gaming just to, like, keep everything fresh and new so that we can continue to provide more quality content to you guys rather than just hearing our voices in your ear like milk pouring into a, like, smooth milk pouring into a glass. Again, my closing statement is get us to our goal of 700 listens, please. Right now, we are at 580. So if you will, get those plays up, get those listens up, and please, 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 get those people to listen. Not even that. If you just get them just to, like, you know, just give a little, information. Give them a like on our site, the Teespring site. For now, we're just wait for the next one to come out. Preferably, I would wait till the next one to come out. Happy holidays from me. I hope you guys get what you want. Again, hopefully this will be out before the New Year's, but other than that, I hope you guys are enjoying the holiday Christmas music that I have added in recently during this season. I fucking love it. It's Route 216 from, obviously, one of the best generations in Pokemon, Generation 4. It's a very festive song. I don't know if you guys have been going that long to listen to it. It's faint, so it's just not drowning out, but I like the song. I feel like it's festive for this time of the year. Other than that, happy holidays. HD, any closing remarks and take us out?
Oh, of course. You guys already know. Hey. Today's December 23rd, 2021. Thank you guys for, listen to our voices and our nonsense for this year, yo. It's been a pleasure being with you guys. And, 2022, yeah, we're back. We're probably back, record one more episode this month. But definitely, guys, happy... Dang, get me emotional. Happy holidays, guys. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's. You know, and thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure doing this for you for another year. And as we scurry me into 2022, it's probably gonna be the biggest year for Black Mixology. You know, YouTube coming out, YouTube channel coming out, better merch or more merch, you know, and thank you guys for all the support and love you guys have given us. It's been a pleasure doing this for you guys. And I hope you guys get that that present, or that special someone that you want for Christmas, or that special something that you want, a little boo thing, you know, or a chew thing. If you get a puppy, you know, hope you get what you want. It's been your boy, King Black, and...
O-H-I-O.
O-H-I-O. And thank you guys for this year. We'll see you in an episode. Peace.